This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tens of thousands of protesters joined in fresh anti-government marches across Sudan in what organizers said was one of the largest turnouts in more than 3 months of demonstrations that call for embattled President Omar al-Bashir to step down. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali has details.
The demonstrations began in December over price hikes and food shortages and quickly escalated into calls for al-Bashir's resignation, posing one of the biggest challenges yet to his nearly 30-year rule. The rallies are being led by the Sudanese Professionals Association, an umbrella group of independent professional unions. Footage posted online showed thousands of protesters, mostly young people, outside the military's headquarters in the capital city of Khartoum, demanding the army's support. I'm Zaria Shakli.
At least seven policemen and three civilians were killed Saturday in a series of attacks in Afghanistan. Officials said in the eastern Ghazni province, Taliban insurgents killed three policemen in attacks on security checkpoints. The Associated Press reported the Taliban had claimed responsibility. At least four policemen were killed when the Taliban stormed a security checkpoint in the northern Saripul province, according to provincial council leader Mohammed Noor Rahmani. Two explosions in eastern Nangarhar province claimed the lives of at least three civilians, according to a spokesman for the provincial governor. No groups claimed responsibility for the attacks in Nangarhar or in Saripul. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Flooding conditions in southwestern Iran have forced officials to order the evacuation of six more towns. The Khuzestan provincial governor, Golmal Reza Shariati, told state television that they were asking the men and youth to stay and help to build flood walls so they could keep water out of the cities. The flooding has put about 400,000 people in the province at risk. Authorities say 70 people have died in the high waters. Officials say 11 cities have already been evacuated. Forces loyal to rival Libyan army commander Khalifa Haftar said Saturday they had seized control of the main airport in Libya's capital Tripoli 2 days after Haftar ordered his forces to seize the seat of Libya's UN-backed government. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab media broadcast video of General Haftar's forces entering the gates of Tripoli's now closed international airport before taking position outside terminal buildings and along the now disused runways. There did not appear to be any resistance to the takeover. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Masmari, told a press conference Saturday afternoon that Libyan military forces under Haftar's command were gaining ground. He says that Haftar's forces now control the towns of Gharian, Janduba, Qasr al-Bashir, and Sawani. He says that 14 soldiers fighting with the Libyan army have been killed in fighting. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Yellow vest demonstrators gathered in Paris and other French cities Saturday for the 21st week of protests since the movement began. No clashes were reported in Paris, but police did fire tear gas to disperse protesters in the western French city of Nantes. The protests, named after the high visibility safety jackets worn by demonstrators, started last November as an expression of public anger against fuel tax increases. The movement soon morphed into a broader backlash against President Emmanuel Macron's government, despite a swift reversal of the tax increases and other hurried measures worth more than 10 billion euros. Organizers of Macron's Great Debate, hastily called to quell the anger of protesters, are due to present their findings to Prime Minister Edouard Philippe on Monday. And rival political factions took to the streets across Venezuela on Saturday in a mounting struggle for control of the crisis-racked nation, where U.S.-backed opposition leader Juan Guaido is attempting to oust socialist President Nicolas Maduro. Thousands crammed into downtown Caracas in support of both sides. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.